And welcome back, folks, to season three of the footyjumpers.com podcast. My name's Rob, and I am joined by my co-host, Lockie.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another season of the footyjumpers.com podcast. We're stoked here at Footy Jumpers to get back onto these again, and we have just stumbled up to our first promotional round, if you would call it, or one-offs, although they seem to be not that many one-offs. It's just the same sort of design flushed through the years, but this one is the Anzac Day round that we're coming up to, so there's obviously some pretty interesting designs to go through and a lot of history to discuss as well about the Anzac Day jumpers and how they've, I guess, changed over the years, you could say, what the humble beginnings.
Yeah. Initially.
How did we start off with these Anzac Day jumpers? Well, like, what's the history of this?
The history of Anzac Day is for the longest time they weren't allowed to play on Anzac Day. That was there's the real history of Anzac Day. 1960 is the first time the VFL was actually granted permission to even play games on Anzac Day, and then only as long as the reverence of the moment was honoured, and the RSL benefited from the day. So that was the original intent of allowing footy to be played on Anzac Day. I mean, there's been plenty of games played on Anzac Day. I remember a big Essendon Carlton game on Anzac Day. There was a big, massive Richmond Collingwood game, which we might end up discussing later. But that was on Anzac Day, and that was massive as well. But back in those days, clubs only had one jumper. So they were just wearing their home jumpers for Anzac Day.
So were they doing anything else at the time for Anzac Day, or is it just sort of pay your respects and move on?
You couldn't start before a certain time. You couldn't have the reserves play before the seniors. And then, they had a very somber sort of a recognition of Anzac Day. And then they played a game of footy. And it wasn't until Essendon and Collingwood got together in 95 that that it became a thing where Essendon and Collingwood have decided they're going to play every single Anzac Day, irrespective of what day of the week it's on. And effectively, realistically, they've owned Anzac Day ever since.
Yeah, wow.
I mean, yeah.
So they weren't allowed to play until 1960 on this. And then 35 years later, we've got this agreement with two of the biggest clubs to play and sort of make it more of an event, I think. So,
And that's where I say, we touch on that Richmond Collingwood game. Kevin Sheedy played in that game. And, the story goes that I think he was in his garden or something, and he was thinking about playing in the Anzac Day game in 1977 or 1978. Kevin Sheedy played in Anzac Day against Collingwood. It was a massive day. And then he got to thinking, well, maybe we could play on Anzac Day every year. And he got in touch with Bruce Ruxton from the RSL and the people from Collingwood and said, what do you think? The RSL is going to benefit from it. It'll be really, benefiting the RSL, and, we're really going to honour the people that actually served. And so out of that, the Essendon Collingwood sort of games were birthed, and it's been the massive thing that it is now. I mean, realistically, they get almost as many people to Anzac Day as they get to the grand final, and that's more than they get to the preliminary finals and semifinals. It's a massive
game for the year, really, isn't it?
Basically,
So took all this time to get to this sort of agreed on fixture. Then how long did it take from this sort of agreement that Kevin Sheedy's whipped up until we see some designs on the jumpers?
Well, realistically, it did take 10 years. 1995 was the first game, and then 2005 was the first time. And 2005, what they were doing was they were just honouring the fact that it was the 90th anniversary of Anzac Day. So, they had a 90th anniversary badge. Well, then the next year they had another one, the next year they had another one, and each year had its own year on the Anzac badge. But, from 2005 to 2014, it was just the regular home jumper with the Anzac badge, on the front of it.
Right. And so how long did that run for?
Went crazy. Well, that was 2005 to 2014. And then 2015, that was the first Anzac Day in that era where it actually landed on a Saturday. And so at that point, everybody just went crazy. Everybody had, well, that's not true. Like a lot of them just put Anzac logos on their jumpers because they were playing on Anzac Day, you know, Fremantle and Sydney and so on. But then you had like Essendon, that was the first year that they put the sash of poppies on their jumper. Collingwood just put a poppy the first time. But like we mentioned last year with some of these one-off jumpers, they start with one thing and then the next year they add that and a little bit more, and then the next year they add those two and a little bit more, and it's just become bigger and bigger and bigger to the point where it's, realistically it's an Anzac jumper, not a Collingwood jumper or not an Essendon jumper. It's in their colours. I suppose realistically it's the Essendon Anzac jumper, Collingwood Anzac jumper, but, you know, even still it's reasonably far removed from their home jumpers. But still close enough to be, you know, regarded as that.
So what were the other clubs doing at this time from 05 to 2014? Was this just an Essendon Collingwood thing throughout the years?
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah.
So no, were the other clubs wearing anything at all?
Nothing. Didn't recognise Anzac Day at all. Didn't play on Anzac Day for the most part, but didn't recognise Anzac Day neither. It wasn't until that 2015 when everybody played on Anzac, or not everybody, but, you know, a lot of teams were playing on actual Anzac Day on the Saturday, that's when those clubs that happened to play on that day, I guess, you know, Brisbane had an Anzac jumper 2014. That would have been it. I think the other one was St Kilda. St Kilda were playing games on Anzac Day in New Zealand. Yeah, so that was a bit of a thing. That was 2013 to 2015, but then they lost all of those games and they were sort of giving up a home game to have a game in New Zealand. So they did have it was actually more like a Maori artwork than a Anzac jumper, but played in New Zealand and on Anzac Day. So they were representing, as I say, more like a Maori artwork than an Anzac Day, but it was an Anzac jumper. They lost all three games, and so the management of St Kilda decided they didn't want to go back to New Zealand and give up a home game, and which they were losing all the time. So, yeah, they decided they'd prefer to win, play that game at Marvel or something.
It didn't work. Scratch it.
We'll figure it out next year. They were really the only ones that were having a little, you know, dip the toe in the water up until, as I say, that 2015, even 2015, you know, some clubs did an Anzac jumper that was out of the box, like GWS. Theirs was like camouflage where all the charcoal was and then an Anzac logo on it. And so that was a little bit different, a little bit interesting. But and I believe they're going to go with something similar, like a camouflage look for the 2024 jumpers. But, yeah, most clubs didn't do anything up until that point.
So then from this point then, what are we seeing from 2015, I suppose?
Yeah, well, as I say, you know, that you do one thing one year and then you add to it the next year and then you add a little bit more the year after and you add a little bit more the year after. So, I mean, realistically, Essendon and Collingwood are the two major ones, certainly that have done one-off jumpers. But Essendon's has realistically been the same concept, but then in different formats. It's effectively a poppy made of red sashes. A red sash made of poppies.
Yeah.
As I say, it's been that in different forms each year. You know, one's slightly different to the next year, slightly different to the year after. And then Collingwood, well, they've got it's like they were struggling to find what their idea was, what their design element was. Mm. And I think they probably settled on rosemary sprigs now as their thing, you know, as their design element. But, you know, they've had newspapers, they've had photographs of soldiers, they've had names of soldiers, they've just gone with all sorts of ideas from sort of 2015 to 2019. I've never been a fan of photographs on a footy jumper, and so
the 2017 one sticks out to me here.
Yeah,
the black of the Collingwood jumper is just sort of the photograph looking image, and then the white bars are still there, but all the black is just all sort of in graphical image throughout the whole jumper.
Well, that's the newspaper one.
The fact that it goes throughout the whole black space of the Collingwood jumper, it's just, I've never been a fan of these images where it's just an uploaded PNG.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Yeah, I mean, it didn't get any better the year after when they put photographs of soldiers that had played for Collingwood and served, or maybe even that have died. Photographs of players on the footy jumper, I don't know. It's just a bit tacky.
How you adding an element, add an element. Like the year before that Anzac Day jumper, I think for Collingwood, they just sort of added a poppy as well as the crest, and then added as well as that, they added like a little soldier on the back of their jumper.
Oh, yeah. And that's generally the thing. I mean, you know, we're going to get to some of the other clubs a little bit later on. Hawthorn's done exactly the same thing where they started off with, 2015 again, you know, they had that just their Hawthorn jumper with an Anzac logo. But then when they went and did the, when they started making the Anzac jumpers, it was just the logo and the text, and then it was a soldier with names of players, and then a larger soldier, and it was just it's just more and more, how would you describe it, in your face, I suppose. It's not subtle at all, it's just the opposite of that. But it's not something I'm a real fan of. And actually, I've started seeing a few wordsmiths, Rowan Connolly for one, Francis Leach was another one, that have sort of talked about the commercialization of basically the Anzac, the whole of Anzac Day, suggesting that it's getting a bit tacky, just flogging a new jumper every year. And, this one's got a fallen soldier on it. That one's got the Melbourne ones they've sort of done almost a clash version, but it's not, because half of the bottom of it is a gradient where it changes from light blue to dark blue, but that's only every 2 years. And then on 1 year it had like a line of soldiers across the bottom of it. It's just, I don't know.
Yeah, and they had
Does that represent the Anzac spirit necessarily? Well, I mean, we've never been a fan of the tramp stamp. Lest we forget, it's sort of moved from being a thing of remembrance to an advertising slogan.
It is one of those things. It is hard to follow through when you start with just sort of a poppy and a logo, and then all of a sudden you've got a full design for these jumpers, and how much you're putting into it. You think it's not really for Anzac, is it? It's for
to sell the jumpers for $150 online.
It's not like putting more work into a jumper design like this. Is more respect.
Well, exactly. I mean, realistically, and the other thing with most of this is that the jumpers get sold. Yeah, you can. There are some clubs where they sell the jumpers, in the club shop or in Rebels Board or whatever. But in a lot of cases, the money that they're getting comes from the actual jumpers that the players wore. And realistically, most of the value in that is based on whether the team won that game or not. The design is irrelevant in the most part.
Yeah.
If you had the 2023 Melbourne jumper, and it's got a bomber plane on the front, and it's got, what would you call it? Jet stream sort of trails and bombs, and then it's got, the advertising slogan. Lest we forget on the back and names of players and so on. And I think the people that were buying it based on whether they won the game or not. That's been the main reason for purchasing them in a lot of cases. The jumpers are more valuable if they win.
Mm, yeah. So, all right. Going back then, I think we were mentioning some years, I think it was sort of 2015 onwards. Is there sort of jumpers or points you could bring up on as we move towards the sort of current era and the current round Anzac Day jumpers?
I'm not sure. How do you mean that?
Just over the years, are there any interesting particular designs that you wanted to bring up?
Yeah, look, there's been interesting ones. I guess what we're finding, what we're seeing is that some clubs had a bit of a go at Anzac jumpers on a regular basis. Brisbane, for example, had an Anzac jumper 2014 to 2016. Mm-hmm. And again, obviously all of these aren't going to be on the website. But the thing with those is that at one point they stopped doing it. But that doesn't stop other clubs jumping in and, you know, picking up the mantle sort of thing. So, yeah, Brisbane had, what was I say, 2014 to 2016, and they really tried, well, initially their idea was to do camouflage, but make that camouflage out of the lion in the club logo. So it was just different colours of that club lion, you know, red, maroon, sort of somewhere in between. So they did that 2014, 2015. Then 2016, they had to wear a clash jumper. So it was camouflage, but it was sort of like a white background with, you know, shades of grey as the camouflage. And then, you know, 2017, 18, 19, they've done clash jumpers. And then 2020, they've just stopped. So, and that's not because of COVID, because, well, I guess maybe it is because they didn't play on the 25th of April. They weren't playing on Anzac round, but they haven't had an Anzac jumper since.
Mm.
And they were getting, you know, spending a lot of time on the designs. One was just made of poppies. Another was like a silhouette of soldiers walking along, you know, a mountain range, all sorts of stuff like that. Yeah, again, on a clash jumper.
Yeah.
But, yeah, as I say, they stopped, and then basically when they stopped, not long later, Gold Coast picked it up and started doing the same thing. Mm. Their motif, if you like, or their design plan seems to be around having a gold sun in the middle of the jumper somewhere, and then that fades to the red. So it's sort of, you know, in a lot of it, it's orange.
Yeah. Lovely.
So, they've been doing that, reason, and they put things over the top of that.
Do you think that Brisbane stopped making these designs? I think, as you mentioned, that 2019 one they did was just so extravagant in regards to the Anzac Day, and then it was just nothing since. Do you think that, is there a reason? Do you think AFL only wants a certain amount of clubs doing it at a certain time? Or
no, I think clubs have got a certain range of... a certain number of jumpers that they can make in a season. And realistically, jumpers have become a merchandise product. And so they want to cash in on, you know, what's going to make them, what's going to be the most profitable for them. Some clubs have decided, and West Coast is one of them, that the home jumper is almost sacrosanct. They're going to wear their home jumper at home, no questions asked. And in doing so, that actually raises the value of the home jumper, because they don't wear this one week and something else the next week and something else the week after. A West Coast jumper is royal blue, gold wings, logo on the front, gold numbers. You know what it looks like. But it's the same. Every home game, they're going to wear that.
Mm.
And just in doing that, they actually increase the value of it, because everybody, you can buy that jumper knowing that most games this year they're going to be wearing it. Whereas some of these one-off jumpers, there's an expectation that they're going to make, you know, a certain amount of money from them, and I don't think that that's always what happens.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and to say, I mean, some of them are just... they're just putting a logo on their jumper as a, you know, because it happened to be on Anzac Day.
Mm.
Sydney 2015, for example. Well, they've never made an Anzac jumper since. But then, you know, but then they've got their pride jumper and they wear that each year.
Yeah.
And then they'll probably do a one-off jumper here and there, you know, in a lot of cases based on the old South Melbourne design. This year they had a 150-year celebration jumper, which was their regular jumper, but the red was made up of you know, like a watermark with a pattern through it. So, you know, as I say, there, I think a lot of this is, yeah, based on trying to create another revenue stream, which is unfortunate because it's not the idea of Anzac Round.
Yeah, especially with sort of how, I guess, new this is in regards to the longevity of footy has been. This is sort of, what are we saying, in the, since 2005 they've started adding things to the jumper for this round?
Has well, 2000, yeah. I mean, just the last, those 10 years, 2005 to 2014, it was fairly tame.
Yeah.
But then since then, it's almost an exercise in trying to outdo the year before.
Mm.
That's kind of what's happened. You know, like Richmond now have now got a sash, but it's made of wattle instead of just a yellow sash. Now, I don't know why Richmond supporters are going to buy the sash made of wattle instead of the Richmond jumper with an Anzac badge on it.
Mm.
I think they're just as likely to.
I suppose that's the tricky one. I think some fans probably like a different design. I think some younger fans who may not get into the history aspect of it as much, I think, like a different design. So it is hard to tell. It's obvious that they're selling some, I think, or at least a different style. I don't even know if it's some of this is just sort of the team brand as well, you know, like, hey, look, we're not just an old legacy club. We can do new designs too.
Yep, totally. And that's certainly not, you know, I don't put myself in that demographic. happily admit that. That is not who I am. I'm more a traditionalist and, you know, yeah. I think the idea of wearing the same jumper every week is a great idea, but there's a lot of people that think that's ridiculous. You know, and I see a value in the marketing branding of that. But you're right. There's a particularly younger groups of people that think, let's do something interesting. Let's do something new. Let's do something different. You know, they just did Gather Round, a bunch of clubs did something new and interesting and different for that.
Yeah.
And even I would suggest the two best received jumpers out of Gather Round were probably the St Kilda and the West Coast one, because they were retro jumpers reflecting the history of the club. But, you know, that's
people didn't realise that either.
Yeah.
They just thought it was a new cool design.
Well, that's true too. I mean, realistically, St Kilda wore their Clash jumper, wore that as a Clash jumper 10 years ago. We're getting away from Anzac jumpers. But, you know, they wore it as a Clash jumper, what is it, 15 years ago or so? Even 20 years ago now, they had that as a Clash jumper. But, so there's a bunch of people that just never even saw that. They just see it as their new Gather Round jumper. But, Anzac jumpers have suffered from that adding new ideas and new designs. Now, I say suffered. Some people see that as a great thing.
I think there's fine lines. I think I don't mind how I think Richmond, Essendon and Collingwood have handled it. We're just adding flowers essentially to do instead of a colour.
The home jumper.
Yeah. So right. instead of a red, it's the poppies. Instead of the yellow sash, it's the, what was it again? The wattle. And instead of the Collingwood white, they've got their rosemary. I think those look good and it's not too much. Whereas you look at some other jumpers like the 2019 – or the 2019 Brisbane one I had in mind, and that reminds me of, you know, a poster inside an RSL club.
Yeah, I don't know what they were trying to do there. They're trying to make something interesting, different, new, and, you know, whether they capture – I mean, that didn't even have the club logo. Well, it had the club logo on it, but at the very top. But, you know, it had the Australian Army, which realistically don't necessarily represent the Air Force and the Navy, who were certainly involved in serving the country as well. But, you know, I understand that Brisbane have a connection with the 7th Brigade, which is based in Brisbane. You know, so they have a particular relationship there. But, just representing the Australian Army certainly doesn't do anything for the Navy and the Air Force.
That's right. Were there any
clubs to the same wars as everybody else? Yeah,
that's right.
You just leave those guys out.
Yeah, they're not too happy with that one. Yeah. So, are there any clubs over the years that have not designed an Anzac Day jumper?
There have been three. They are the Adelaide Crows, North Melbourne and West Coast. So they have not had any Anzac themed. Now, as it happened in 2015, when Anzac Day fell on a Saturday, those clubs were just happened to not be playing on that particular day. So when they played, it wasn't Anzac Day. They didn't have an Anzac jumper. And some clubs, you know, realistically, Fremantle and Western Bulldogs, you know, they've really only had Anzac jumpers because they played on that particular day. I think the Bulldogs did it in 2016 because they were on Anzac Day, I think it was. But, yeah, apart from that, there's not a lot, you know, that they've done. I'm looking it up now because the Bulldogs, they played on, they played on the 23rd of April and they played Brisbane and they put an Anzac logo and a poppy, unless we forget, you know, as I say, and then the RSL logo on another corner. So they've had a bit of a dip at, you know, all the different iconography that comes with Anzac Day. When they played on that weekend, Anzac Day was on a Saturday. They played on the Sunday against Adelaide. As I say, you know, they haven't done a great deal. Fremantle have only had the one jumper. Geelong have just started doing jumpers. They didn't do it back in 2015, but then last year they had an Anzac jumper with the Anzac logo on the front and then players' names from, you know, players who died in service. They had that on the back. So that was the first year they did it last year. So I'm guessing that they're probably going to do it again this year.
Yeah, right. So any of those three teams doing it this year, did you mention? I'm not sure.
You know what? I don't actually know. Adelaide certainly are. Adelaide, I do know that.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know if North Melbourne or West Coast are doing it. Realistically, I doubt West Coast are because, as I mentioned, West Coast have made a commitment to making the home jumper the only jumper they wear as much as possible. When they absolutely have to, they don't.
So after this round, there'll only be two.
Yeah, that's correct. Well, West Coast are playing away. They're playing at Gold Coast this week. So, you know, who knows? Maybe they will. But, I don't know. I sort of doubt it. I think they'll probably just wear their home jumpers.
Right, okay.
And they're playing by the time they play, it's the 28th of April. So it's quite a ways off.
Right, yeah. Well, are there any other jumpers you'd like to discuss from this, or that's probably covered a lot of the corners around this?
Yeah, look, I think we've probably covered them, as I mentioned. The other one, I guess, that we sort of left off, but Port Adelaide, they started off with just the logo on that 2015 day, but most recently they've started adding to their jumpers. So, you know, they started off with a little soldier in the chevron. Last year, well, they had feathers and pine cones making up the chevrons. So, you know, they've sort of decided on their icon that they're going to use. Well, certainly they had a go at it last year. I don't know if it's going to come back this year. But,
it seems to be the design style, isn't it? Native flowers.
Yeah, it's, well, something from Gallipoli, I guess, you know, the sprig of rosemary. The poppies represent Flanders Field. Although, realistically, the poppy is a sign of remembrance, but it's really owned by Remembrance Day, certainly in Australia. Anzac Day is not necessarily a day for poppies. It's Remembrance Day is the day for poppies.
Yeah, that's right.
Which is in November when there's no footy.
So that's why you get the rosemary in that. Trying to coin a different one, see who wins.
I think Collingwood was just looking for something that was different from, you know, everything else they tried. I mean, they can't really have poppies because Essendon already wear poppies and it just adds red to their jumpers, which makes for a mess. Yeah. So they've gone with something that they can use as black and white.
Mm-hmm.
Newspapers didn't really work for them. Black and white photos didn't really work for them. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Sprigs of rosemary.
At least it's a bit more subdued now, I think, those styles, than some of the ones from 5-6 years ago. Seven.
Yeah, some of the Collingwood ones have become a bit more subdued, but like, well, Hawthorn, for example, have gone a bit over the top with these. So Essendon's is pretty much the same. You know, it's just, I guess the thing I was going to say with Hawthorn last year, it was just that the soldier with his gun pointing it to the ground, you know, I'm not sure if that's a morning soldier or what, but, you know, it had been a lot smaller on the 22 jumper. And then on the 23 jumper, it took up the whole of the middle stripe. And it's like, I wonder if it just takes up the whole of the jumper this year because it's getting bigger and bigger. We'll see what happens with that. But, so that one's, again, it's just trying a bit too hard, I think, to stand out and be different. And in doing so, it is almost a little crass, it doesn't.
You just don't know what I think. The biggest thing I think is I don't know why you feel like after you've designed this jumper in 22 where you've got the small little logo and whatnot, I don't understand what happens in regards to the communication with the club and their designers to change that so drastically the next year and just remove the whole middle column, make the stick man huge and call it a day. Like, I just don't really understand why and how that process goes from one year to the next.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing with, with jumpers like this. You know, it's for a good cause. That's the argument. Well, it's good for a good cause. You know, part of the proceeds go to the RSL. Yeah, well, part of the proceeds, not the proceeds. You don't know what the part they actually get. But even still, how does that give any more respect to the Anzac, the whole, you know, Anzac thing? How does it give it any more respect if it's an absolutely massive soldier than if it's just the Anzac badge on the side or a poppy or one thing?
Yeah, that's right.
It's become design element and not a mark of respect.
Yeah. You
know, it's become something that we use to fill a space with.
Yeah, that's right. And well, I think that's...
We've canned the Anzac jumpers, haven't we?
Yeah, get on your boys.
This hasn't been a positive podcast at all, has it? Realistically, you want to do your best and your worst? Because
We should do the best and worst. Do you have your two ready to go? I think I've already mentioned it multiple times on this podcast, is my least favourite, which is the Brisbane 2019. I don't like that one. I think that they did the thing that gets me the most is removed like everything to do with the home, like the familiarity with the jumper. Like there's no lion logo in the middle there still that's, you know, been worked into an Anzac thing. It's just the full logo and, you know, we're just entirely gone from the club jumper at that point. So I hate that one.
Well, that is their clash jumper at the time. I mean, their clash jumper was like based on the old Brisbane Bears. But even still, you're right. I mean, I agree that was the one I'd picked out as the worst, and that was because, it only represented the Army specifically, you know. Yeah. I mean, there's no mention of any of the other armed forces. I think Port Adelaide had some little icons above the jock tag on their last year's jumper where it had, you know, a little tank and a little battleship and a little plane, and that was as much as you got. But that Brisbane jumper's, I don't know, it just seems to me, it's just full of stuff.
Yeah.
It's like everybody, you know, there was like six people in a room. They all had a different idea and it all got thrown onto the jumper. That's what it feels like. So that's everybody got their own little say. And realistically, any of the jumpers that just have, and I'll say, you know, the best Anzac jumper for me is the way the Sydney Swans did it in 2015. They wore their home jumper and they put an Anzac badge on it at the end.
Nice and easy.
That's the best.
My favourite is the 21 Collingwood Anzac Day jumper with the rosemary sprigs. I picked 21 because there they wore the go. Black. They wore the black jumper with the white sprigs.
Yes, and I liked it. Fair enough.
I liked it. I liked it. I think it still represents a Collingwood jumper. It's got just a little thingy on there. It's still, you know, it's still like the you can look at that and understand it's a Collingwood jumper, and it still has a little nod without it being the whole jumper's taken over. And I feel like it's a good mix of respect and something different.
Fair enough. Yeah, I'm with you there. I'm not, can't argue too hard. I mean, last year's where you barely saw the rosemary sprig unless you bought it.
Yeah,
it might like even one. Be one that I had discounted.
I like those sprigs where they have them in that 21-22 where it's just the columns. Looks good, I think.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, we're of a different generation.
No,
let's see what the Tassie Devils do.
Oh, look, who knows where that's going to go. But, look, there's going to be a dozen of the 18 jumpers that get worn this week. A dozen of them will be Anzac-themed jumpers. You know, I hope they pay respect to the, to the actual tribute, the actual concept of Anzac. And, they're not just an excuse to make another jumper to flog at the club shop for $150.
Yeah, that's
for
right.
For a good cause.
I hope we're moving that way. I feel like we are moving more towards that way after we had a bit of a period of, like we've seen, I think it's a bit of a theme on this podcast, this period in the middle 2000s to 2010s where everyone's just doing whatever they can, as much as they can.
That's true.
And it sort of tailors off a bit, and hopefully it continues to tailor off and you can still get a bit of design and respect together.
Yeah, I think there's something to that. Yeah, I think that's true. There was certainly an era where, the sky's the limit in terms of design and what you could put onto a footy jumper. And people just went crazy with all these ideas of, oh, you could do it like this, you could do that, you could do this, you could do that. Yeah, you could do it, but it looks terrible. Mm. And then people voted with their wallets and said, no, I'm not going to buy it. And then they reined that in to the point where, you know, Collingwood have their 2023 one, and you, as I say, you kind of have to buy it to realise it's got rosemary sprigs on it. Now it just has a little logo. In fact, you know what? I'm going to change my vote. I'd take off the Swannies. The Swannies miss out. I'm going to go back to, oh, this is terrible. I'm voting for a Collingwood jumper to be the best looking jumper of the Anzac jumpers. And it's because it looks like a Collingwood jumper, and yet it does have the rosemary sprig watermark and just an Anzac logo. So when you went to the footy and you saw Collingwood play, they played in a Collingwood jumper with an Anzac logo. And if you bought it, well, then you could realise that, it's got the rosemary sprig through it.
Good shout, yeah. Well, I suppose on that bombshell we should wrap up.
Bombshell. It's hardly a bombshell what I think.
I think we should wrap it up there. Thanks for listening in for the first episode of a new season and the first promotional round we've come across for the 2024 season. We'll expect to be more podcasts up and coming as we move throughout the games, throughout the rounds. And, I'm sure we've got lots of points to come up from here at footyjumpers.com. But thanks for tuning in for this episode, and we'll catch you on the next one.
See you, guys. See you next time.
Thanks. Bye.